call the meeting to order and ask Brandy to do a roll call.
Commissioner Tandy?
I'm here.
Commissioner Kahn?
Present.
Albert Vogel?
Here.
Bill Kendig?
Here.
Bill Beatmore?
Here.
Randy Alley?
Here.
Here, Prudy.
Here.
Thank you. Before us is an agenda. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda. I do have one suggestion that under public comments we had Crystal Nygaard from the City of Wasilla was a special presenter.
This is Bill Kendig. I move to approve the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Is there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none. Agenda is approved. We have prior minutes of March 1st, 2023. I understand there's some corrections on that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that on page 10 of 17, item 60, the Blue Crest load modification, that throughout the minutes on this item, that any reference to Jeff San Juan is actually changed to Jeff Johns.
Any objection to that? Hearing none.
This is Bill Kendig. I move the prior minutes of March 1st, 2023 as amended.
Your second?
This is Albert. I'll second.
Any objections to adopting the modified minutes? Hearing and seeing none, they are approved. Brings us to item number 5, public comments. I'll remind everybody to please 2 minutes per person. And state your name and affiliation and one for the record. We'll go online first. Is anybody online, maybe?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you are called. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members of the public on the line.
Thank you. Anybody in the boardroom? Crystal? Come on up the front. Red room.
Oh, okay.
Welcome, Crystal. She's a former Ada board member. Proud resident of Wasilla.
We don't tell everybody that. Yeah, go last year, right. So thank you, Chair. One of the things we discussed in our strategic planning this year was to be more of a communicator with our neighbors and let you guys know what we're doing. And also, as you get requests for any type of loans, that you know where we are as a city, kind of our plans. And so just a few items I want to share. I don't think it's a surprise. We're one of the few cities in the state that are growing. We're growing 10% average year over year, so that is in population. We also are completing our first SEDS, which is something that will give all of our neighbors a 10-year idea of our economic priorities. That is something that EDA granted us back in the first part of 2022, and we'll be finishing that up in June. We'll have our second economic summit, we call it, where about 100 plus people get together and we go over some of the stats that are coming out economically. Where are we as a city in perspective to Alaska? Where are we in perspective to the rest of the country? So it's a great dialogue that we have with the private and public sector on really showing our strengths and sometimes our weaknesses as well. Very interesting, the EDA actually, instead of limiting us to just our city, they gave us the Greater Economic District, which goes from the port all the way to the hospital, because everything that happens in that district is going to have some impact on us. We know as a city, we service 80% of the Matsu. We see it at our library. We see it in all of our stores. It's not just Wasilla. We're bringing people from all over Talkeetna. Some infrastructure that we are really working on right now, I think it's important for you guys to know, we have almost $6 million that's going into our wastewater treatment system. we're going to have to enhance that because of the amount of commercial development that's going on. We also just received almost $6.2 million from the Mattoo Borough. It is part of their ARPA funds. It's going to be the first redundancy project that we know of that you have two cities, the city of Palmer, city of Wasilla. We are going to quick connect our water systems right there by the hospital, and that is going to build some redundancy. So if we have another storm that kicks out our pressure and our water, we'll be able to pull from each other's system. But it opened a broader conversation about some high-dense housing that might be possible there by the hospital, and then running our lines all the way up Trunk and down Bogard. So we're thinking long-term about water. We know the borough is not going to get in that business, and so they're supporting our efforts to have some redundancy built. Our airport, we are expanding that. We're about two-thirds the way through our master plan. We have 400 and some acres to develop, so I say we have a lot of land and a little airstrip. But with the development of that land, we will have an airstrip, and we will be able to go to Seattle from Wasilla someday. We also have a designated area at the airport where we're going to build a terminal, or we have a few companies looking at it for a logistics center to aid in the transportation of smaller packages around the off-the-road system. We are fully staffed for our COPS, so we have a full, all of our officers are hired and on the streets, which really helps when you see some of the news that's coming out. We don't want to be short officers. And interestingly enough, we're recruiting them from all over the country, which has been really fun. Our ICE time and some of our real estate out at the Menard Center is already booked 2 years in advance. So that's a good sign that people are getting out and doing things. I went back and looked at some construction. We have 30,000 square feet of new construction happening right now, and that's not including the businesses that are just expanding, like Walmart's adding another 6,000 square feet for their online pickup. We've got Chepo's that just opened, which is a beautiful restaurant. We have two more restaurants that are going to be building their own facilities that are currently renting, so that's a good sign. But interestingly enough, if we looked at 2021, it was 122,000 feet of retail, and now we're seeing more restaurants and storage units and warehousing that's happening. But some of the challenges that we have is just like everybody else, supply chain, cost, workforce, all of that is pretty much all over the state. We are meeting with the utilities quarterly to understand how long is it going to take us to bring power. Right now to get a transformer, it's 2 years and 380% increase in cost. So that should get people's attention. For fiber, it's almost 3 years out. So even if we have a hotel that wants to build today, they have to know those costs, and they also have to understand the supply chain and making it work, making the finance work. We also are strapped because we can't get alcohol license. The next time we'll be eligible for a brewery is 10 years. The next time we'll be eligible for a full pour is about 7.5, because we have one license is granted for every 1,500 residents in your city. And people are buying property for commercialization. They're not buying to live in the city. So we are an anomaly, and we live on sales tax, so it's quite challenging to try to change some rules. I've been there a long time. But we never give up, as Dana will know. And then we're going from a rural status to an urban status because of the census numbers that came out, so we have to set up an MTO. So the borough is setting this municipal planning organization up, which is what Fairbanks has and Anchorage has. So that's going to be a whole new conversation. So from the city of Wasilla, you know, we're in a great financial position. We have no debt. We have money, and we're going to find the partners to build our city with or without any money from government. So we will build and expand and enhance our infrastructure. We want the private sector to build it. We'll provide all the infrastructure. And last but not least, we just want everybody to know that we are open for business. And when we say that is we have minimal government involvement because we live on sales tax. 2.5% sales tax is what we live on. That's what we pay our bills. We have no property tax. We don't even get bed tax. So we're pretty, I would say we are definitely fiscal conservative. If you're not doing anything April 28th on Tuesday, we're the Mattoo Commercial Investment and Develop Forum is happening. That's where all the general contractors come out. So Thank you. If you have any questions, call the City of Wasilla and we'll help you out.
Thank you, Crystal. Hey, Crystal, I would ask that you send to Randy so you can disseminate the board on the 28th what that is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is anybody else in the boardroom wish to make a public comment? Hearing seeing none, we will close the public comment session. Next up is new business, executive session. So we have hopefully this is the right version I've got here in front of me. The new version without the holes in it. This is the one that came with the packet. This is the new one. Yes, okay. All right, executive session matters, immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the public, entity, personnel matters, matters which by law are required to be confidential, including deliberative, executive, and attorney-client privilege. I will entertain a motion.
This is Bill Kendig. I move the board to an executive session to discuss matters listed in KS44.62-310C, which includes matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of ADA, personal matters, matters which by law are required to be confidential, matters involving consideration of government records that are not required to be disclosed under the Alaska Public Records Act, as well as matters subject to attorney-client privilege. Each of these matters and the executive session are supported by the Open Meetings Act.
This is our Owl second.
All right. Randy, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Dandy? Commissioner Dandy?
She came off mute.
Yes. Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Commissioner Dandy?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr.
Newmar?
Yes.
Chair Pruitt?
Yes. Okay, we are in executive session. Randy, who are you looking for to come in? Do you know?
Wait till I never see Mustang again.
Chair, you are on the record.
All right. I will advise the public. The board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session is limited to a discussion on matters directly protected from the public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. So that brings us under new business to item number B, resolution G23-08. Randy?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So resolution G23-08 would create a funding bucket that would hold some unspent funds for FY23 in a rough amount of $2 to $3 million based on the projected end of the fiscal year. Those funds would be available to perform due diligence and other legal work on projects that is needed by the board to accurately assess and fiscally model for staff to fiscally model projects. I would provide a quarterly report and advance notice of any proposed expenditures and report regularly to the board.
All right.
Regularly would be monthly.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions from board members? I'll entertain a motion.
I move resolution number G23-08, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority relating to the approval of expenditure of funds for the purpose of initial planning and analysis with respect to developing and financing ADA projects, infrastructure development, energy development projects, land and project site development, and intermodal transportation, industrial transportation, industrial access roads, and ports.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Further discussion from board members? Hearing and seeing none. Amy, would you pull the board, please?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Khan?
Yes.
Commissioner Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Rivermore?
Yes.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, brings us to director's comments. Item A, ignition thermal project. Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So for the board members and the public, staff, myself and Executive Director Thayer and some AEA staff traveled to Unalaska, met with several stakeholders there, the city, the fish processing sector, plant owners, and the local village corporation, which has an interest in the Makuchin geothermal project. We discussed a number of things. Unalaska has a segregated and divided grid. Each fish processing plant generates its own power from diesel on its own grid. They're not connected. So there was a lot of discussion about the benefits of connecting the grid and the generation of the geothermal power. We had a site visit, discussed fiscal models, and we're underway in progressing due diligence of the resource using Geothermex, due diligence of the tax credits and fiscal model as well. So hope to report back to the board at the next meeting with all those items completed and be able to give the board a positive report.
So you'll do the due diligence now?
Correct.
Based on what's under the previous resolution?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions on that project? No? So just for the record, Randy, you want to talk a little bit about more about, other than the project that you encountered down there?
Sure. So, Chair, on arriving there and attending several days of meetings, it was clear that the energy project is not an isolated project. It ties into a large, I'm going to estimate it between $400 to $450 million plant by Trident Seafoods. They're moving their plant to Unalaska from Akutan, where it's an outdated plant that runs on diesel, fairly old plant. But so the geothermal, they're very interested in the geothermal energy production and the use of 100% renewable energy. So it's a positive development there for them, for the plants, the processors, which is Westward, Unice, and Trident, to tie into a unified grid. It's a significant amount of funds that will be required to do that by both themselves and the city. Ultimately, you could end up with a connected grid, 100% geothermal, and a large new state-of-the-art Trident plant, you know, which is going in. The question is really whether it's going to be connected on a unified grid and using 100% renewable. So roughly all investments rolled together, it looks between $700 to $750 million. The geothermal plant's the key to all of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us up to loan dashboard report.
All right, so members, Mr. Chair, members have the loan dashboard report and the board resolution reports in their packets for review. If they have any questions, they can let me know, but those are available as per normal procedure for the meetings.
Okay. And the board resolution report for just for our few to look at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the next meeting is scheduled for May 24th. There is a little bit of a, maybe a conflict. So I've asked that, Randy, you and Curtis, and we're going to start pulling on board to see work around with the energy program that the governor's put on.
Yes, sir.
So you can come up with a date that, makes sense.
We'll work on it.
Okay. the sooner we can to get the board members so, you know, we can adjust our schedules if possible, that would be the better.
Mr. Chairman, just one note in the loan dashboard. One of our success stories, Hex Cook Inlet, is almost paid off.
Yeah.
So that's a real success.
That is a success, yeah.
All right, brings us to 8, board comments. Comments from board members.
Commissioner Sandy, I just wanted to thank the staff and the director for, you know, really all of the things that we heard today. Exciting on lots of levels. I appreciate the outreach, and I was excited to hear about the positive nature of the trip out to Unalaska, and I'm excited to hear more about that project. So I just appreciate all of the staff's efforts.
Thank you, Julie. Further comments? Adam?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also just excited to, you know, overall prospects, looking at communities around the state of Alaska that are looking to solve their own energy problems as well as local economic developments. Just want to thank Executive Director Raro as well as E.D. Thayer for flying out there and taking a look at this as a, you know, local community and local tribal organization and other private sector group have spent a lot of time and money on this project getting to where it is, and so appreciate you guys getting eyeballs on it and seeing what it's all about, as well as is there, you know, further investment or possibility of participation from the state. It's just an exciting prospect because it's a typically underserved area, but it's a lot of economic development activity that could really come from this. So thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to again thank the staff for everything you put together for us today and all the work that you do for a daily basis, and you know, really for having your team, executive director, to go through and review things to find those dollars that we did not know were there and some issues that you've uncovered. So really appreciate you doing a thorough review of this organization. It doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Further comments? Well, I'd like to thank the board members for today. And I know our two commissioners are very...